It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $606 this morning for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What do you think it is? We've got Emily on the line. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I bet that Bobby and Laura have a deep fear of mayonnaise.
You guys have a deep fear of mayo?
I do not like mayonnaise. I'm scared of mayonnaise.
Wow.
I have a total fear of mayonnaise. I absolutely do. I avoid it at all costs.
I have a deep love of mayonnaise.
Oh.
Sorry.
Emily. Great guess, though, Emily. I love that guess.
And the way you put it was awesome, too. A deep fear of mayonnaise. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You're great.
Have a great day.
I do. I hate mayonnaise. I mean, the only thing I will like it in is like a chicken salad here and there, and that's it. But mayonnaise on its own, get that as far away from me as possible.
I can't even really do it in chicken salad.
Really?
Sometimes I can do it if there's like other stuff in there covering it up, but the thought actually of mayonnaise makes me wanna
except for
die.
Dukes, our sponsor. I always love Dukes. Dukes, by the way, if I have to have you, I love you. You're the one I love.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, you meant to say that if you're going to have one, that's the one. Exactly.
Because of the jingles.
Exactly. The jingles
that's
get me every
I
time.
Love them.
I'm like, you know what? I do love them. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go to break now. Just go to break.
I love mayonnaise. All right.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, there you go.
Fine. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? We've got $606 for the impossible question this morning. Laura, can you show Bobby how you whistle?
No.
Yeah, let me hear you whistle, Laura.
Well, she can't. I can't.
That's me. You can't whistle? That was one of the guesses yesterday.
That was one of the guesses yesterday. And we learned that Laura cannot whistle.
That's the fun part of the impossible question. We're learning things. Yeah. We learn these weird things like this. My fear of mayonnaise and you can't whistle.
Right. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have it in common with them. What is it? Let's go to Chrissy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I think it's that they both have an Audi belly button.
So Kathy, Kathy and Brett have the innies, and Laura and I have the Audi belly buttons. Laura, Bobby? Audi belly button. I mean, I'll go first. No, I do not have an Audi belly button.
So I will say mine has returned to its innie form.
All right.
When you're pregnant, it becomes an Audi, and it's interesting looking for a bit. But,
but yours is back.
I think it's back, baby.
Sorry, Chrissy, not the correct answer. Have
okay.
a great day.
Thanks.
Oh, that's great.
What? Okay, wait. An Audi belly button. I'm just wondering what, like, why? It forms when the umbilical cord stump detaches at birth.
Oh.
So I guess, is that it? It's just how
it's done?
So only roughly 10% of people have that.
Wow.
I thought it was like 50-50. Oh, that's not. Okay.
Well, one of us can whistle over here. Well, sorry, two out of three of us can.
Yeah. Brett can whistle too. Laura,
oh, good. All
Laura, guess
right.
me. All right, let's go to Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What is your guess?
Last minute change, but you both grew up in a military family.
We both grew up in military families. Laura?
I did not.
Yeah, you have to whistle in military families.
Yeah, yes, seriously.
Sean, I did not grow up in a military family, all right?
Thank you for the chance.
All right,
you got
sorry,
it.
Sean. Have a good day.
Sergeant right. Mr. Bob.
Last guest for this round is Teresa. Good morning. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, good morning, guys. And my whole family that listens every morning.
Oh, well, thank you guys for listening to us. All right, Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you guys think it is?
They have Android phones and you guys have iPhones.
Oh, the dreaded text message with the green.
They mess up the text chain.
Oh.
I have an iPhone.
Yep. And I do as well because I could never handle the abuse of everyone saying, you're in the chat, you're green. I mean, people get kicked out, the family chat. My nephew Ryan, he kicked him out.
Oh.
Yep.
Good guess, though, Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to us.
we kicked him out.
Those people that turn it green, although I will say now, whatever Apple is doing, you still get the light.
Better.
Yeah, the deliver, or like you can see if they're typing. Because Bill is not an iPhone user, so I get the messages with Bill, and I can see if he's texting or.
The worst would be if you write like a 3-sentence thing, and then it used to send you back if they liked it. it would say, oh, Bill the likes. Whole, yes. And then it gives you the whole text. Laura can't whistle. I can't believe that Bobby's afraid of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, come on, just get an iPhone.
All right, so none of these are correct. You don't, the Audi belly button's incorrect. Military family, fear of mayo, we all have iPhones. So you can try again at 9:10. We have $606, don't forget. $606 for the impossible question this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. That is the question. What do you think it is? Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. I think that it is that they drink black coffee.
Laura?
Well, I do. I can only drink black coffee.
Really? You don't like anything in it?
Yeah, I don't like milk or sugar. No.
Okay.
Like, I'm crazy.
And Bobby basically drinks cake in a cup.
I can tell you that I get the half-calf venti white chocolate mocha extra cinnamon sprinkles. Yes, with whip.
So just a little tad off the black coffee.
And Katie, just so you know, I asked him when he was writing that down. I said, like, is that actually your order? And he goes, well, yeah, I mean, I have ordered it before.
Yeah, come on. So
sorry, Katie.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Have a great day, guys.
You got too. It. 100% man for you over here.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, well, yes, I have ordered that before.
While holding his Lululemon bag.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
And his Stanley Cup.
Hey.
Yes. He goes, yes.
Yeah, okay. So
keep those guesses coming,
keep
ladies.
Keep on making fun of me. 888-333-B101.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Clearly, it is not the same coffee order. Brett and I do not. What is it? Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it for $606? Good morning, Tara.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess? What do you think?
I think it's allergies.
I mean, this time of the year, I'm, oh.
Your Flonase. Eyes will swell up sometimes.
Crazy. Flonase, like, all day. And then I have a nighttime allergy medicine I take that's prescribed.
Mine are a lot better than when I was a kid. They were pretty bad. But the last time I had a horrible allergic reaction was actually in Hyde Park in London. Nice. Yeah, horrible. We laid down in the grass and then I was done for the next 24 hours. Like, I could not stop sneezing.
It just ruined the trip.
No.
I also have really bad allergies, Tara, so sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
I had really bad, like, seasonal allergies like you guys were talking about. I actually laid down in hay one time and was up all night long, could not go to sleep because I was dying. Now, my seasonal allergies have gotten slightly better, but now my body has moved on to anything that touches my skin, I swell up. So it's just like from one to the other.
Great, right? Great.
Let's go to Betty. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
My guess is Kathy and Brett are not in a relationship, and Bobby and Laura are.
How long have you guys been dating?
I can't believe you and Brett broke up.
Yeah. You didn't tell us.
You didn't tell us. You didn't tell us.
No, that's not.
We know. We know, Betty.
Betty's like, wait a minute. No.
But that is not correct. Sorry, Betty.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Every iteration of that is not correct, just so you know, Betty. That's it.
Okay. Right.
Now, does Cynthia know? Like, did you have to tell Cynthia that you guys were dating?
Well, we followed you and Brett, and we just followed on that. Yeah, went the whole way with you guys.
Cynthia, by the way, is our human resources department here at Odyssey. All right, let's go to Janet. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Oh, no. Bobby and Laura have this in common, but Brett and I do not. What is it?
A bee allergy.
Say it one more time for me.
Allergic to bees.
Allergic to bees. Laura, allergic to bees?
I don't know. I've actually never been stung by a bee.
What?
It's like my fun fact.
You've never been stung by a bee?
It's
How is
crazy.
That possible?
I don't know. And my husband's been stung like 80 times, no joke. So he like doesn't understand it.
And you were like laying in the grass.
Yeah.
You were swinging around.
Oh, sorry, Janet. I mean, I have been stung by many a bees.
Thank you.
All right.
Cut that out. Yep. Wait, let's go on this. I cannot believe that you've never been stung by a bee.
No.
I want to send you in like the beekeeper's whatever that is.
Harvest some honey for the Kathy Romano show.
Yeah, and get honey from us. If anybody is a beekeeper and can help us put Laura in a bee outfit and send her in for honey, please call us or email us, Kathy at B101Philly.com.
This is how great ideas start on the show. I love this.
Not that I want you to be stung. Yeah. I just like, if maybe...
I think we're cool.
So I've never had poison ivy, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
I think that means
no,
that I'm...
You're just talking about your allergy. If anything touches you, you don't want...
Well, I know,
try.
But I'm wondering if I'm not allergic to that plant, right? Like, how as a child could I have never come into contact with the oil on a poison ivy plant?
Let's get someone who can do the bees for Laura. We'll bring in some poison ivy for you, Kathy.
All around we'll make in it the a whole,
and also, can we have a medic, please, here at any
seriously.
Moment, please?
No, not that I want you to be stung, but I'm thinking, like, maybe they're not attracted to you, so you could go in, get the Kathy Romano Show honey.
I love that idea.
Do we have a clip of the day, Bobby?
We do have a clip of the day. I guess, wait, first tomorrow it's going to be $707 now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And when do we do the impossible question? We do it at...
$707, 710, and 910 tomorrow morning.
Our clip of the day has to be the great phone call we got about all the different animals that have been inside people's cars, because I had a snake in my car.
Yes.
And then we had a great call about a bee being on her dress.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who called in. We had some really great calls, but this one... probably one of our favorites.